we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That would be Alabama. I'm talking about this show broadcast at Signal way on down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. Well, listen, we're switching gears right now, all right? So we just spent, goodness, a good hour talking about the southern border, the chaos that we're about to experience ramping up to new and historic levels. They're estimating anywhere between 10 and 13,000 a day coming across, 400,000 a month. But listen, I'll be honest with you, it's going to get worse before it gets better. It just is. Brace yourselves. We'll see where this goes, but we'll walk through it together. In the meantime, I'm going to switch gears because one of the more important things that I think is happening around the nation is the move to get away from the idea that your zip code determines where you go to school. Because all that does is it sort of fixes your feet in clay, if you know what I'm saying. It doesn't matter what's happening at that school. It can be the best school in the nation. Yay! It can be the worst, and you're stuck there. Unless you're in a state that allows open enrollment or some other version of school choice that says parents can make a decision based on what's best for their child. Well, a landmark piece of legislation is going through right now in the State House here in Montgomery called the Price Act. And the idea that this should happen is been talked about on the show just for, I don't know, the entire time we've been on the air. And folks, I'm going to tell you, it needs to happen. But right now, if you saw my article yesterday or heard my op-ed, you know that what I believe happened last week was a clear indication that the teachers' union still has a lot of sway, and it was a complete punk move for this bill to be treated the way it was. But then somebody who's been working on it and working on it since the word go is my friend Becky Gerritsen. Becky Gerritsen is the executive director of Eagle Forum of Alabama, a conservative organization that advocates for conservative policies. They're nationwide. She's the Alabama person for it, and Becky's been in the trenches as a warrior for conservative policy for a long time, and she's on the phone right now. So, Becky Gerritsen, my friend, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Phil? Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I'm doing good. Well, listen, what are you hearing? I mean, I'm going to have Larry Stutz, Senator Larry Stutz is going to be on right after you. What are you hearing right now? Because we had all the hoodoo last week with the bill going through committee, public hearing, people showed up, and then lo and behold, talk about anticlimactic. The chairman decided, we're just going to not vote and send it to another committee. What are you hearing now?
So frustrating. So I can tell you that legislators are getting tons of calls. They've said, wow, we can't believe all the people calling us about this. So that's really good. It just kind of does seem like a stalling tactic. And it's such a shame because this is such an amazing bill that can really transform education in Alabama. It's a win-win. And so it will be in the House version, will be in committee tomorrow at 1:30 in education policy. And then it looks like it will be in the Senate. The Senate bill will be in the Senate Taxation and Finance Committee next week. Will not
next
be in
week.
This week, but it will be in next week.
So they
things are picking down. We're halfway through the session, and so we need this to get moving quickly.
We really do. So basically, it's being recommitted, but then pushed back an entire. So it'll be 2 weeks from the day it was first already heard in public hearing.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's a clear indication that these are not serious people when it comes to. They're only serious about not letting it happen. But what about the House momentum? What are you hearing down there? What's the mood like in the House?
We're just working the committee members today, and a lot of them haven't had time to read it, so they have open minds, and so I think the testimony tomorrow will be important. But that committee is stacked with a lot of public educating types of people, and I think they see this as a threat. This is not anything to, public schools are important. We need them. Most families are happy where they are. This is just to offer choice to those families who don't fit well in that system. And it's not going to devastate the public schools, but I think there's that mindset that it's going to be rats jumping off a sinking ship if we open up choice to families, which is kind of an indictment on public education. But that's historically, that is not true. That is not what we've seen. Only 1 to 3% of eligible students participate in a choice program, but that's enough to make the public schools improve academically, and we have 31 out of 33 empirical studies show that. So we want education to get better in Alabama, and we've been trying from the inside, and it hasn't worked. We need to put a choice program like this, which opens up private competition, and we will see the scores go up and academics get better in the public school. We already have the proof that that's what happens.
Well, I totally agree, and I think what we're looking at here, too, is there's a philosophical disconnect with those who oppose this bill, because what it comes down to, and I say it all the time on my show, what it comes down to is who do you believe is best suited to make the decision about what is best for the child? Is it the parents and legal guardians, or is it the system? And if you believe it's the system, you'll always hate school choice. And then the follow-up question for that is, and what do you believe is best used, the best use of the money that is sent by taxpayers to Montgomery? Is it there to fund the system, or is it there to educate the child? And if you believe it's there just to fund the system, you'll never believe in school choice.
Right. And if you look at the numbers of, you know, how many administration folks we have compared to, you know, the student ratio, you know, the bureaucracy continues to get bigger and bigger. Yet we're not seeing improvements with our scores. The system needs a change. And I think this is a great way to begin seeing a transformation in this state.
Well, and the reality is, too, we're not asking for something that's not being done quite well in other places. I mean, it's not like Alabama just made this up out of thin air and decided to launch and be the first out the gate. That's not the case. In fact, just this year, we've had something like six different states have already done something like this.
Yes, yes. I mean, why would we not do this? We have a surplus of money right now. This is the time. And you know what? Parents are so frustrated with some of the schools where it's the woke ideology, it's the transgender ideology, comprehensive sex ed, the bullying. You know, some parents, it's not safe for their children. Some, it's academics. But we need to give them a choice. And we use taxpayer money like this in pre-K programs and in higher ed with Pell Grants. We allow the student and the families to decide where they want to go to be educated in those systems. So we're just using that same logic in this bill, the PRICE Act, and bringing it to K through 12. Allow the parents to decide where to spend those education dollars.
Yeah, and I look at this and think, you know, if you're really determined just to keep the status quo, then you're really what you're saying is we're satisfied with where we are, and we're okay with sitting at last place in the nation. Mm-hmm. I just can't help but think that at some point, it's almost to the point that you look at it and go, at what point do we have a legal right to make a legal demand that you do something? Mm. It's like the southern border. It's like watching the southern border collapse. They do the same thing over and over again, and they go, wow, we don't know why there's 400,000 a month coming across. Well, because you're doing nothing different.
Right.
And I think the same is true here in education.
I think so too, Phil. And you know what's so frustrating is we have so many good legislators down here. They're good people. And they ran on, we want school choice. We support school choice. They have the best bill in the nation in front of them right now that we could do that would just bring so much freedom and do so much for the state, and they're all hesitant. Why? You know, it just doesn't make any sense to me. They would, and look, charter schools are great, and we support that. We, you know, every choice option, we want to get as many choices out there, but a charter school only helps one little area. This program, the PRICE program, would be, after the phase-in, it's available to every child in Alabama. If they want to leave the public school, it doesn't matter their income, it doesn't matter their ability level, it doesn't matter their zip code. It's non-discriminatory, and it would make a huge difference. It's the fastest way to impact the most people of all choices on the table this year. And why Republicans are putting the brakes on this, it makes no sense to me. And it's something we need parents to call them. We need to continue this conversation because this is really important. Families need control.
Well, you know what else is also interesting to me? Becky, you've got Eagle Forum with you. You've got API, the Alabama Policy Institute. You've got the actual state Republican Party And then you've got Terry Latham, the former chair of the Republican Party, who has founded a grassroots organization on this very issue. You've got all the players who should be considered influential and capable of being heard and given audience on the issue, and all of them are being disregarded. I mean, you can look at Senate and House leadership right now. It's like they're just blowing everybody off with some kind of a shrug of the shoulders and just moving on to something else. I'll tell you something else to watch too, Becky. I just made aware yesterday. I don't know if you've seen it yet, but apparently the same senator who just totally punked the Price Act last week, who chairs the Senate Education Policy Committee, Donnie Chesteen, he has another bill that would revise the Accountability Act, which is one of the only few pieces of good school choice we have in the state of Alabama, to add public school testing to it. And that's going to gut the bill, in my opinion. And so we got to watch that.
Yep. You know what's interesting is these people are running on fear up here. The bill is great. We say, you know, what parts of the bill do you not like? They like the bill. They're afraid of, well, my county school is going to close, or, you know, we're going to lose funding. It's not anything wrong with the bill. They're just having these irrational fears that, oh my gosh, you know, that everybody's going to leave. But most people are happy where they are. Again, we have historical data that it's not going to, it's a very small fraction that leave, but they're allowing that fear of what could happen or what they think could happen stop this amazing piece of legislation. And that's bad in itself. It's not that the bill's bad, it's just they're scared.
Yeah, and fear is never a good decision maker. I mean, fear can be a catalyst, but fear can also be an inhibitor, and that's what's happening right now. And then, you know, one other thing, too, that they need to take into account is we're in a much more mobile society than what used to be in place when they first established public education. I mean, zip codes didn't matter because people didn't travel that much. Nowadays, the idea of running across zip code lines to go do something else, I mean, people commute an hour to work. You've got folks that can pick up and go, and they go shopping, you know, in other cities. I mean, it's just, we are a far more mobile society than ever before. And the point is, if down in Birmingham, for instance, if somebody is in a Birmingham public school and it's a failing school and they want their kid to go to John Carroll or Briarwood or a better public school for that matter, they should be allowed to make that decision. They can take it upon themselves to travel because we are a mobile society.
Well, and the great thing about this bill, which does stand for Parental Rights in Children's Education, it's open. You know, parents can use the funds for brick-and-mortar private schools, online schooling, homeschooling, micro schools, you know, cottage schools. They can use it for individual tutors or a combination of any of those. So it's just, it's really great. Again, you're not tied down by your zip code, like you said. You can use this in so many different ways.
Well, Becky, so what do you guys have planned? Eagle Forum, I know, is active. We got about a minute left. What are y'all doing right now to organize your own grassroots?
Well, we, you know, at that public hearing tomorrow is, you know, it's a small room, so I'm sure it'll be packed. But I want everyone to know who's listening. If you want to know more about the Price Act, we, on our homepage at alabamaeagle.org, there's a picture of the Price Act. Click on that. We have videos, we have talking points, we have flyers, we have rebuttal papers. You'll hear some emails going around saying, this is a Marxist, socialist, terrible thing. You know, we have the rebuttals to those in there. So find out more. Just go to alabamaeagle.org and contact your representative and tell them that you are ready for choice. You want to decide. And again, most parents are going to decide to stay in their public school, and that's fine. That's great. This is for those who need an option, that need help getting out.
And they deserve it. And government is not supposed to be the impediment to progress. It's supposed to be the one that sets the stage for progress.
Right.
All right. My friend,
Arizona,
Becky Gerritsen.
Great. I was just going to say, Arizona is leading the way. And this bill, parts of it are modeled off after that. And so I just would hope that Alabama will soon be the gold standard as well.
I agree with you. Becky Gerritsen, Alabama's Eagle Forum, we appreciate you very much. Have a great day. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you.
All right. I know I ran a little long, so Boomer, take us to the break. We'll do that right now. We'll come right back. I've got to get into some text messages, and so I'm going to try and do some of those. If the mouse on this computer will actually cooperate, I'll be glad to do it. In the meantime, we're going to break. We'll come right back, and then top of the hour, we'll be taking a call from State Senator Larry Stutz, who is the sponsor of that legislation we just discussed. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Short segment here. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to go try and do some text messages. A lot of folks chiming in today, man. And and by the way, JT from Lacey Springs is first out the gate, says, your mouse needs a new battery. If it's wireless. It's not that, it's the mouse pad. The mouse pad is worn out. Either that or my finger doesn't register. I'm not sure what's happening. Mike from Coxie, Alabama. Oh, come on, mouse pad. Dadgummit. Well, you know what? I may not be reading any of these. Oh, Mike from Coxie, Alabama says, nothing changes if nothing changes. I need to put that on a t-shirt. That's pretty epic. Talking about school choice, nothing changes if nothing changes. That's great. Talking about the mobile society, Marcus from Huntsville says, look, I commute a little over an hour to work. I live in South Huntsville, drive all the way out to Cortland for work every day. I know, man, I get it. We're a mobile society. It's totally changed things. Barry from Fultondale says, Phil, I just bought one of your t-shirts. Man, awesome. That's right. We have, on the Right Side Radio website, rightsideradio.org, we got a link to the Right Side store. She says, my wife bought it for me. We listen to your show every day. Keep up the work. Can't wait for the law down in Texas to catch the illegal that shot those individuals. Man, I am totally getting it, man. Thanks. Barry from Fultondale, thanks very much, buddy. And then let's see if I can scroll down a little further what I got. Lynn from Knoxville, Tennessee says, I feel sorry for Mayorkas. He's only doing what he's been told to do by Biden's special interest groups. Well, I don't know, Lynn. I'm pretty sure he's a grown man. I'm going to say he's probably doing exactly what he wants to do. You know what? And by the way, I know Lynn was saying that tongue-in-cheek, but I'll be honest with you. If you look back at Mayorkas's record, I mean, before he ever got appointed as Secretary of Homeland Security, this is what he stood for. This ain't the first rodeo for him. It's just the first time he's had a chance to have a national exposure doing it. He's always been an open borders guy and always been a sanctuary city guy. Unbelievable. And he's in charge of our border now. Brandy from Athens, with regards to that illegal immigrant who killed five people down in Texas, says 10 to 1, he was back in Mexico an hour later. You know, I'm not going to doubt it. It could very well be. Mike from Athens says, well, they should have good mugshots of the guy. Yeah, no doubt. He's been in and out five times, right? If they've deported him, that means they know who he is. Tony from Franklin says he also could not legally be in possession of any firearm. That's a good point. I mean, the man was here illegally, been deported five times, and yet somehow or another he had an AR-15. Well, I guess gun control laws just really don't work. Got a new texter on the line, Bobby from Florence. Appreciate you, Bobby. Glad you're in there. Raven from Russellville, former special ops guy, says maybe we need a few guys with a certain skill set to go down to the border. And hang in there, Raven. Don't do anything we're going to regret, buddy. What else we got here? Doug from Birmingham said, this is Doug from Birmingham. My statement is pitchforks and torches to everyone, and we march on Washington. I think they tried that. It was called January 6th, and it kind of caused a mess. So I would say as long as this administration's in charge of the Department of Justice, you probably don't want to do that anytime soon. Tony from Russellville, the plan with Mayorkas has always been not stop the flow, but to increase the speed of processing. One plan now is to process illegals in other countries and fly them to the U.S. His reasoning for flying them out is to cut out the traffickers. Wow. Tony, that would be amazing. I'm just saying, it gets deeper from there. I look at it and think, wow. All right, folks, listen, we got plenty more. Can I come right back? State Senator Larry Stutz calling in about recent developments as he's the bill sponsor for school choice. We'll see what he has to say. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.